on the top of Kufchav Zayin on the base. Tomer Rabbanim. Hadon Chaveru Lekaf Schus, Doron Oso Leschus. Person who judges somebody favorable, gives him the benefit of the doubt. So they're Don him also Lekaf Schus. So either it can mean that he gets a schus that other people should give him the benefit of the doubt, or the Rabbanim Shalom in other places says the Rabbanim Shalom is Don Lekaf Schus, which is very difficult to understand, because Don Lekaf Schus means when you have a doubt, you give the person the benefit of the doubt that he didn't do something wrong, he's doing something right. But the Rabbanim Shalom never has any doubts. How could the Rabbanim Shalom be done somebody Lekaf Schus? He knows what the situation is. So the easiest answer is that the Rabbanim Shalom, even though he knows everything, but when he judges us, he limits his knowledge. Because if he would know everything, what's going to be or whatever, we'd have no free choice. So the Rabbanim Shalom judges us as if he doesn't know. So Melin, this thing also judges us as if he doesn't know. Okay. Umaisa bodem echot shiorim mi galil ha'elyon, v'nisker etzel balabayis echot. Maisa happened with Adam Echad, and that Adam Echad, the Medrash says, was Rabbi Akiva. The Gilyon HaShas brings it out. And Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, or Shultos Rabbi Elazar, Isa Maisa Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Shoyi Muskretz Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkimus. So that's the Adam Echad, Shoyi, who was Niskretz Balabayis Echad, Bidorom, Shalosh Shonim, and he was there for 3 years. Some bring a raya from here that a person shouldn't hire himself out for more than 3 years, because it says that an Eved Ivri is Mishneh Schar Socher. He's double what a normal person, so a person shouldn't have a contract for more than 3 years, what's it called, as of Schiris. Others hold that more than 6 years you shouldn't, because more than 6 years, like an Eved, you should make a contract for 6 years. Shalosh Shonim, Erev Yom HaKippurim, so Erev Yom Kippur, he wanted to go home. Omer lo, tein li schari ve'elech, ve'ezon es ishti, give me my wages for the 3 years, and I'll go home and support my wife. Ubonai. Omer lo, ein li mos, he said, I don't have any money, I have no cash. Omer lo, tein li peiros, okay, so I'll take peiros instead. Omer lo, ein li, I have no peiros. Tein li karka, give me some land, ein li. Tein li behema, give me some behemas, ein li. Tainli karmuk sosos, give me some pillows and mattresses, ainli. Hifshul kelev v'achor, v'holach l'vesol pachin nefesh. So he left without getting paid anything. And he went home, obviously upset, disappointed. Lachar regal, nokal balbayis toro, b'yodo, v'imo, mosu, gimul chamorim, echad shol maichol, v'echad shol mishta, v'echad shol minim igodim. After Sukkos, so the balabayis came to him with three donkey loads of food and drink, and all kinds of dainty things, and his wages. Holach lo lebeiso, and he went to his house. Achar she'achlu b'shos, so after he made this whole party for him, nosno schari, gave him his wages. Amar lo b'shos shomarta li tein li schari, v'amarti ein li mos, b'mecha shadetani. When I told you I didn't have any money, what did you think? Right? That I was lying? You know, I'm a rich man, and I told you I didn't have any cash. Amarti shema prakmatia b'zol nizdam lecha, v'lokachta bohem. I thought, you know, maybe you had a good deal and you had to use up all your cash and you put it into, what's it called, into some kind of a schora, right? Some kind of, an investment, really. You bought something cheap that you had to put your cash into. So you had only prakmati, only had schora. So you don't have any cash. When you asked me for animals, you know I have plenty of animals, right? What did you think then, right? So what did you suspect then? I thought maybe you rented out all your animals, so you weren't the balabos anymore because you couldn't take them away out of the renters. When I told you I had no land, what did you think then? Maybe the land is subleased to somebody else. When I told you there's no fruit, maybe you couldn't take off meiser. The Marsha over here points out, and others too, that the halacha is by wages, that if you have no cash, you have to pay the person, you have to go and sell what you have, right? If you have movable property or whatever, and raise the cash and pay the person. You don't have to go and borrow money. You don't have to sell your household utensils. But if you have readily available things that you're that are saleable, then you have to go and sell them. All right? If you have things that are for sale, merchandise, that's what I'm looking for. Merchandise. You have merchandise, you have to sell it and generate the cash and pay your workers. So here the Marsha says it happened to be Erev Yom Kippur. There was no buyers. You know, run around Erev Yom Kippur selling merchandise. Right? And Maisa the same thing. There was no time to take off Maisa. Otherwise he should have done all these things, but it was no time. So all these things meant that at that day he couldn't pay him. What? Why couldn't he what? Could be that he couldn't. You cannot pay a debt. You can't have any hanoah from tevel. So you're not allowed to sell tevel. You're not allowed to give it his wages. Some you can't give it. What? No. But you can't sell it. You can't have hanoah. You have to take off. Chachover is not allowed to give up tevel until he takes off trumas and maisos. Would be it. It's a child. Whether you're allowed to sell tevel if the other person knows. But pasha, to sell it or to use it as wages, not. To give to somebody and tell them maybe yeah. But not to sell it as having an offer. Okay. B'shosh amarki l'cha ein li kar muksosos b'machash adatani. Amarki shem ehikdish kol nechasa l'shamayim. Maybe you were makdish everything you own and it didn't belong to you anymore. You made a nether that everything you own belongs to Shamayim. And the Marsha says you could have said this right away in the beginning. But when you're done, somebody lakaf schos, so it's really only if it's something savir, something reasonable to assume. So if you have to assume something unreasonable, then to a regular person, you don't have to assume. That only midas chasidus. So therefore, it's better to assume something reasonable being done lakaf schos than to right away assume something that's unreasonable. Nobody's makdish all their nechasim. But once he had no other way of looking at it, he was done lakaf schos even with something unreasonable. That maybe made a nether and makdish everything with Shemayim. Omer lehu avoda kachoya, right? Enichanami, that was what's it called, the way it was. Avoda, I swear, by the Marsha says it doesn't mean the avoda of the korbanos, because this was talking already in a time when there was no Beis Hamikdash. But ho avoda, they used to, an avoda sashem. I swear by avoda sashem. And ho avoda, he says, is the same nekudos of Shem Yudke Vavke, which means that Yudke Vavke is not with a comma, what's a shvo, but a komatz, ho avoda, right, would be under the yud a komatz, and under the hey a patach, ho a, and then a vav, and then a komatz again. That would be the nekudos of Shem Hashem, according to this. Hey, darti kol nechasa b'shvil hurkenes b'ni, my son hurkenes, shelo osak b'torah, right, he wasn't learning Torah, and I was threatening him that I'm going to take away his whole Yerusha and be makdish it l'shamayim unless he gets down to learning. And so if it was Elezer ben Horkinus, his son's name was also Horkinus. Shalosik b'toruk, shabasi etzel chaveirai b'dorim. The opposite happened to Rebbe Elezer ben Horkinus. His father made a nether not to give him anything because he was learning Torah, not because he wasn't learning Torah. And now Rebbe Elezer ben Horkinus' son wasn't learning Torah, so he made the same kind of nether to get him to learn Torah. Just like you are done out me lekaf schos, the Rebbeinu Shem should be done you lekaf schos too. Rashi.
This was after Rabbi Akiva got married and all that?
No, this was talking in the time when Rabbi Akiva was an Am Haaretz.
So
he was already married and he had children, but he didn't have to go to learn. He didn't start learning until he was 40. So he already had children before he was 40. And they say other Rabbi. You see from here that Rabbi Akiva had midos tovos, even though he was an Am Haaretz. Midos tovos is don lekaf schos.
This wife and children is the wife that we know.
Right. But he didn't go to learn right away. First he went to support. He was a poor man, and then he went to learn. He didn't. Again, he didn't learn. He got married. Could be before he was 40. In any case, but they also say over here also, even Am Haaretz with good midos, Rabbi Akiva said when he was an Am Haaretz, he hated Talmidei Chachamim. So even Amei Oris with good me, they'll say Talmidei Chachamim. Okay. Pepachi Nefesh, B'dai V'Nefesh. He went home disappointed. Muchkeresh, Shenosno L'Chaveiro, B'kach V'kach Kurun L'Shona. You sublet it. You, what's it called? The sharecroppers. Kol Hechad Amrina Maisa B'chosid Echad. Wherever it says Maisa B'chosid Echad, right? O Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, O Rabbi Yehuda ben Rebeloi. It's either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rebeloi. It's different than the Shiltas who says it was Rabbi Akiva and Rebeloz ben Hurkinus.
Yeah,
What? That's the next case? Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. That's Sarka's nice next case, yeah. Yeah, here it says Be'echot. Not Maisa. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Bechosid Echot. So this Chosid, again, was either a Behuda or a Beloy or a Behuda ben Bava. Shepada Riba Achas Bas Yisrael. He redeemed a young girl from the Goyim. She was captured, and he redeemed her. Ulamalon Hishkiva Tachas Margalos. When they got to the hotel, he put her in his room by his feet. Lamachar Yared the Tavo. The next day he went to the mikveh, and they taught his talmidim. So well, the mice had looked pretty bad, right? He kept her in his room, and he had to go tovel the next day. It looked like they had relations. So he said to his talmidim, what will you choshed me when I put her by my legs? When I put her in my room. Right, we didn't think that you, Chas V'Shalom, want her in your room because you want to live with her, but we were afraid that you probably were afraid that you have one Talmud that you're not familiar with, and you were afraid to leave her by us, so you took her to protect her. And when I went to be Tovel, what did you think? Right, because of all the traveling, what's it called? You saw Kerry. That's why you had to go to the mikveh. Exactly the thing. That's exactly what happened. Not it looked pretty suspicious, but exactly what you said is what happened. The atem k'shem shedam tunu lekavshus amokim yodin eschem lekavshus. Always bother me. Why are we bringing raya's that people should be done each other kavshus from talmidim to a rebbe? Talmud to a rebbe, of course, has to be done lekavshus. So raya from here that a regular person has to be done another regular person lekavshus. Bring cases, right? Not a talmid was done his rebbe lekavshus, but. After becoming a Rebbe, it's no kasha. The last person in the world that you're done lekav schus is your Rebbe. So the Maisa, if they were done the Rebbe lekav schus, then Kol Shekein, other regular people have to be done lekav schus too. K'shem she'dan tun lekav schus amokim yon eskrim lekav schus. Tan Rabbani.
No problem with Yichud.
What?
No problem with Yichud. He could have bring a Talmud.
It could be left the door open. Could be left the door open. Or whatever. But he didn't, he had a Talmud that he didn't know. He wanted to embarrass them either and take one and not the other, whatever. So he left the door open. It wasn't Yichud. In this situation, it clearly wasn't Yichud. But it looked suspicious.
But Kerry itself is not something
sad. Sometimes you're traveling or whatever, so that's what happened. Not because anything to do with this girl. Okay, Rashi. Riba Nara. Shenu Bodik L'Rebbe. Shenu Makir B'midos of Lismo Cholav Anicha Etzleinu. You don't want to leave her by us because there was one Talmud that you weren't sure if he was okay. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Pam achas hutzroch dover echel Talmidei Chacham meitzol matronisa achas shekol gedoli romi metzui nesla. One time they needed, the Talmidei Chacham needed some important business matter, community business, by a certain matron, Roman matron, that all the gedolim of Romi were by her. And so they needed to, she knew information or something that they had to know. Amru mi yelech, Amru lohem Rabbi Yeshua ani yelech. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll go and speak to her about this communal problem. Cholach Rabbi Yeshua v'talmidov. So Rabbi Yeshua went with his talmidim. Kivin shigia l'pesach beisa cholach tefila berichuk arba amas. When he got near her house, he took off his tefillin. Looked suspicious, right? That he obviously wants to do something with her that he can't have his tefillin on. Oh, Vikonas, and he went to the house. The Nola Delas, but then he locked the door. After he came out, he went to the mikveh and he taught his talmidim. All of it looked very suspicious that something went on between them. And here it's a Shaila Taka. Here he locked the door. Here he was Yichud. So some say that what's it called, the Pasha to me, that since it was a Dover of Malchus that they needed, it could be Pikuch Nefesh. So Yichud is not something that's Gili Arayis, Stam and Isser by itself, right? And therefore, Stam it was Mutter. Or others say it was before they made a gzeir of Yichud on Goyim. There's no Isser of Yichud on Goyim in Atorah. It's one of the Yud Ches Dover. So it could be this was before the gzeir was made. And even after the gzeir was made, it could be that they didn't make it, since only gzeir of the Rabbanan under such circumstances when it's something that you need for Malchus or whatever, they didn't make a gzeir. Under these circumstances, they didn't make the gzeir. So in any case, so he said, when I took off my tefillin, what did you suspect me, right? I'm going in, take my tefillin off. Why can't I have my tefillin on when I'm talking to her? I must be intending to do more than just talk. Right? Omarnu kisover Rebbe lo yikansu divrei kedusha makom tumah. That divrei kedusha shouldn't go into a makom tumah. Right? It's not fit for the tefillin to go into a place where obviously these people were by this matron, not necessarily, you know, to play tic-tac-toe with her. So the Nela was a makom tumah, makom preaches. And they say from here you see that the person, even though a person should put on his tefillin in the house, talis and tefillin, and come to shul with talis and tefillin on, but in chutzlar it's for sure the minig is not to do that, especially if you don't live close to the shul, because either you have to walk through mavos hametunafos, places that are garbage and dirt and whatever, or makom that are preaches. Most of the streets today, people walk not clothed properly, so the streets themselves are makom tumah. And therefore, what's it called? But if you don't have to walk through makom preaches, you don't have to walk through a place where there's garbage, the Indian is should put on your talis and tefillin at home and come to shul with talis and tefillin. If you can't do that for some reason, then it's better to put on talis and tefillin outside in the hallway before you walk into the shul. And if you don't have your talis and tefillin in the hallway, then you should send somebody in to get them and put them on in the hallway. And if you don't have that, you should walk into shul, bring them outside into the hallway and put them on there.
Okay. What's considered the hallway in this?
The hallway is considered the hallway. Over there, then what's it called? In the front. Yeah, there's a there. No, the hallway is the hallway. There's a hallway before you come into the shul with two doors, the place where the bathrooms open into.
That's where we should be putting on the tefillin, but it's in the men's section.
In the men's section, the women don't have to put on the tefillin before they.
What?
By
the coat factory, that's where we should put
the tefillin. You should really put them on at home. There's no makom preaches here that you have to walk through, or makomos metunafim of garbage, except the garbage on the floor, but that kind of garbage is not what we're talking about. Okay. When I'm in chutzlars, I usually stay like a block away from the shul. The shul is on the corner, and the house that I stay in is on the other, and the next side, is the other side of the street, and I go a talis and tefillin there also. I get a lot of looks, like, you know, I came from Mars, I never saw such a thing before, but no reason why not to do it. That's Allah. Okay. When I locked the door, what'd you think? You have something very private, nobody else allowed to hear. Something very, very secure that you had to say, and you had to lock the door. Like I said, it sounds like it was something pikuach nefesh wise. Now I came out and went to the mikveh. What do you think? Right, the mayonos, all the mashka, the saliva of a goy, they were gozer, they have a din of a zover and zover. So he thought maybe when you were talking to her, she spit on you. You know, by accident. Stand. People talk and they, what's it called, and the spit got on your clothing and you wanted to go, what's it called, and be tovel to get it to become tohar. Omer lehem, avol dekacha, you're exactly right. Exactly what you gave me the benefit of the doubt is exactly what it was. The atem k'shem shedantuni l'schus, amokim yodin eschem l'schus. Rashi, matronisa nochris. Davar amulchus, tzorg la'limo. You had to keep it quiet, so you had to lock the door. Shinora, roke, what's it called? Saliva. V'gozra al-nochrim, shukizovim l'chol divrehim. Okay, let's go on. Mefanim truma tahora, you're allowed to move truma tahora, right, to make room for guests. Pshita, truma tahora kohen can eat. Lo tzricha de mancha b'yad Yisrael, talking about there's no kohen around. It's in the hands of Yisrael. Mal de se, mekivin de lochazi le'oser, since he can't eat it, so it should be mukta to him. Kamash v'lo, and kivin de chazi le'kohen, shaper domi, since it's fit for a kohen, it's not mukta. As Tosus points out, we see not like that. We find that big day ashirin, Migdeaniyim are what's it called, the amount of cloth, the size of a cloth that an Ani would use and an Asher wouldn't use is not Mukta for an Ani, but it's Mukta for an Asher. So here, why don't we say the same thing? It's Mukta for a Yisrael, but not Mukta for a Kohen. So Tosfos says two answers. One is that what's it called, that where it's only because of Isser, right? Really, the thing itself is 100% usable. There's an Isser to a Yisrael to eat Truma. So the Isser is a separate thing. It's like a lion couched on the thing. It's not the intrinsic thing itself that's not usable. It's fine food. But it's the Isser. So there we say that since it's mutter for somebody, right, but it was something intrinsically is not fit, not worth anything to a certain person, but worth something to somebody else, there we don't say this, and it's only not mukta to the person that it's worth something to and not to the one who's not worth anything to. Or, Tosha says, in the house of a Ani, even the usher is not mukta. But if there's no ani around, Then if the thing is intrinsically no good, then Mishabura says in these kinds of things, it depends on the owner, right? If the owner is an Ani, then it's what's it called, not Muktzah even to an Asher. And if the owner is what's it called, an Asher, then it's Muktzah even to an Ani. And the Taz says that an Asher who lives in the house of an Ani, so he's dependent on the Ani to a certain degree, then the thing's not Muktzah for him either. And Afkamina also is if things are not Muktzah because they're animal feed, but you don't have any animals. But there are people with animals around, then it's not Muktzah for you either. Okay, let's go on. Udmai, you can also move Demai. Demai halachazli, not lari Demai. You have to take off Trumas and Maisers, and you can't take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos. So what's it called? So why is it it's Muktzah? Why shouldn't it be Muktzah? Kiven di boy mathker le lenachase v'have oni the chazi le hashdinami chazi le. Tisnan machilin saniyim Demai v'yasachsanya Demai. Ravuna Tana Beishame Omran Ein Machilin Saniyim Demai v'yasachsanya Demai v'beisul Omran Machilin Saniyim Demai v'yasachsanya Demai. Right, Beisul holds you're allowed to feed poor people Demai. Demai again is something that the Amharit says he took off Truma some Meiser, and you can't believe him. We got to be Meiser. Truma you do believe him, but just Meiser. So Meiser you have to take Meiser again from Demai, right? But even though Rove Amharit's a Maasrim, and therefore really you can trust him, because Rove of them did take off Meiser, but the Rabbanim were Gozer, since it's only Exerah the Rabbanim, they were Matarit for Aniyim, and for people who have to quarter soldiers, Jewish, or what's it called, Jewish soldiers in the house, they can feed them Demai. So, and Beisil holds like that, Beishami doesn't hold like that, and they brought down this thing to tell me that if you find somebody who says you can't do it, you know it's Beishami, but Meikar Adin, it's the Halach is like Beisil, it's Mutter. And therefore, since you could become an Ani, you could be Mafker your Nechasim on Shabbos, even though Hefker Lechari you can't make on Shabbos, right? You can't be Mafker things, just like you can't be Makna things. But there's two kinds of Hefker. There's a Hefker where you just separate yourself from the thing. It's not yours anymore. There's a Hefker like you're making it, what's it called, available to other people. The Hefker to make it available to others is you can't do on Shabbos. But the Hefker, just as it shouldn't be yours, that you are allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're allowed to be mafker chametz on Shabbos when it falls Erev Pesach, right? Chametz, hefker that only needs that you shouldn't own it, that's good enough. Hefker that you want to be mafker for somebody else, that not. But here it's good enough that you shouldn't own it. You're an oni now. Now you're an oni. You could eat demai, so theoretically the demai could be mutter to you, therefore it's not muktzah. Well, maaser rishon shenitla trumaso, and also maaser rishon where the truma was taken. So pshita, that's what we're supposed to do with Maaser Rishon. But Maaser Rishon, you take off Trumas Maaser, right? So the Trumas Maaser was taken out. Till the Trumas Maaser is taken out, it's Aser even for the Levi. So Aser for everybody. Because the Levi has to take Maaser, Mina Maaser, a tenth of his Maaser, and give it to the Kohen. And the Levi's not allowed to eat it. It's Chiyuv Misa to eat Trumas Maaser. So the Chora, if you took out the Truma, what's the problem? It's the regular Maaser Rishon, which has mutter to everybody to eat. Not only a Levi, everybody. Pshita lo tzricha shikdimo b'shibolim v'nitla mimenu trumas ma'aser v'lo mimenu truma gedolah. What happened is, we have this already in brachas, that you didn't finish off the tvua, you didn't make a kri. Tosu says a shaila whether you brought it into the house or not, or at least both, it could be both of them you didn't do. You didn't make a kri, and surely didn't bring it into the house. So it wasn't yet chayiv, the chiyuv of taking off trumas and ma'aseris only starts when the thing is finished and it already came into the house. So here it wasn't finished. And it surely didn't come into the house. Shaila is, whether it was finished and it didn't come into the house, but it was finished, but it still wasn't chayiv, would it apply or not? Those are two different lashonos, whether it would apply or not. But it could be that once it's finished, even if it didn't come into the house, this halacha wouldn't apply. But if it wasn't finished and it didn't come into the house, so it wasn't yet chayiv in trumas and maaseris, and the Levi really is supposed to wait for the Kohen to take Truma, and then he gets his Meiser from what's left. But the Levi went and took his Meiser before the Kohen took his Truma. So what he took has in it, right, the 1% of Truma. But since he took it before it was chayiv in Trumas and Meiseris, right, so first of all, there's an Isser of taking Meiser before Truma. Everything has to be done in an order. That's only after it's chayiv in trumas and maaseris. But if you take it before it's chayiv in trumas and maaseris, you didn't do anything wrong by taking it out of order. And not only that, since it wasn't chayiv yet in truma, the Levi doesn't have to take truma from the maaser that he took. He has to take off trumas maaser. the tenth of the tenth. But the truma that's in, the percentage of truma that's in what he took in that tenth, so there's a hundredth of that tenth that should have been truma, or whatever the amount, right? Truma, even one grain is enough. But the certain percentage in that miser that he took that should have been truma, right? He does not take off the truma. Since he took it before it was finished, he does not. So here we're talking about something that was miser. It had in it truma and trumas miser. He took off the trumas miser, but he didn't take off the truma. And it's still mutter to eat because he did it before it was finished. That's the chiddush. So, v'chihadon ravo, amrish lakish. Miser rishon shigdimo b'shibolin. If you took, the Levi took his miser rishon when the thing was not yet finished. It was still sheaves. It wasn't yet made a kri. It didn't make yet the pile, right? Finish it off. Potter mit truma gedola. He doesn't have to take off truma gedola from his part. Shenemar varimosu menu truma sashem meiser min a meiser meiser min a meiser amarti l'cho velo truma gedola truma meiser. The lady only has to take off truma meiser, but not truma. But that's only in this case. Omer le rapap labai yochi afilu higdimu b'kri nami lifter. Even if it was finished off, he should be potter because of this pasuk. He only has to take off truma meiser, not truma. Omer le olech omer krom yikol mat nosecham tarimu. Pasuk says, from whatever you pick up, you have to take off truma. It's mashma that the Levi also has to take off truma if he took it before the balabayis took truma. Umara isa, so when yes and when not. Hai idgin, hai lo idgin. When it was finished, and it was already chayiv in truma, then the Levi took it. The truma's in there, he has to take it out. But if the Levi took his meiser before it was chayiv in trumas and meisers, so there was never truma in there, then the Levi's potter from taking truma from his meiser. Achsanya machilin laniyim demai lo asru aleihem ibnei shetzrichim lavzer al pesach amihoritz esamchu al shirov amihoritz maslim. Aniyim had to go around collecting tzedakah from amihoritz. If every time they have to get meiser from everything that amihoritz gives them, right, it's gonna be a big tirch, and it's also gonna take away what they can use for tzedakah. So they patered aniyim from demai. These are Jewish soldiers that are quartered in the houses of people. They're allowed to feed them demai too. Now we think that nitla trumaso means that the Levi took off trumas meiser, the tenth from the tenth, and gave it to the kohen. The koshkin truma gedola, and he surely took off truma gedola, sheish al Yisrael hafrish. Because that, not only the Levi has to take off, even the regular Jew should have taken off truma, and now there's a portion of the truma in what the Levi took before the Yisrael took off truma. Yifrishu kol mishnos ramayis, or Levi. Shigdimo b'shibolim, the truma Yisrael hayolo lahafrish, truma gedola tchila. The Yisrael should have taken off truma and then given the meiser to the Levi. There's an order of how to take off matanis. First comes bikurim. If you take off truma before bikurim, bikurim comes first, right? Then comes truma. That's dimacha. So if you take off the bikurim, the truma before the bikurim, you get malchus. The dimacha is a truma. Then comes truma. Shemhikdim meiser la truma loke. Then it says meiser de gancha. Right? After the dimacha comes the meiser. If you take off meiser before truma, you get malchus. V'hani mile mishis mareach b'kri. That's only after you made a pile of it. Right? And you smoothed off the top and you finished the malacha. Then it's finished, ready to be brought into the house. Then you get malchus. Im hikti meiser l'truma. V'im hikti l'meiser, call him l'truma, b'shibol imein oloke. But if you, before you were chayiv, before it was finished, so you're not chayiv yet in trumas and meisres, and then you change the order, you don't get malchus. V'hari mosu mimena b'levim k'siv gabi trumas meisre. But there's another pasuk that says the Levi has to take everything out. Mikol mat noseichem, nomi b'levim k'siv gabi trumas meisre, v'komer es kol trumas Hashem, kol mashma kol tzad trumas shebol. That the Levi has to take off all trumas, truma gedola and trumas meisre. Haydenim es mareach idgin, v'chol adov chovas truma, d'chsiv reishis digoncha. The chiyuv of truma starts when it's dogon. And the gancha means, idgin means it's finished. All the processes are finished. Kishok lelevi, boy haduri lekoen, trei mimeya, shebo bereisha, v'hadar echad me'asara. Even though truma doesn't have any shir min haTorah, but mit rabbanan it's one, what's it called, 1/50. Okay. And therefore he should have taken off, the Levi has to take off the truma, then take off the truma's meiser. But if it wasn't finished, then the Levi, if he took the his meiser before the Yisrael took off truma, he's not chayiv to take from his portion the percentage of truma that's there. Okay. Meiser sheni sheniftu. So if you have meiser sheni and you redeemed it, so what's it called? It's now chulin. So of course it's not muktzah. What's the chiddush? Pshita lo tzricha shenasen asakerem velasen asachomesh. When a person redeems his own meiser sheni, he has to add an extra fifth. So you gave the value, but you didn't add the fifth. And therefore, what's it called? Kamash v'nei chomesh ma'akev. It's a machlokas, whether the chomesh is ma'akev, and it's considered not redeemed. It's still meiser sheni, and therefore it's not edible outside Yerushalayim. Or the chomesh is not ma'akev. You have to add another fifth, but it's considered redeemed. So this goes according to the opinion that says that it's considered redeemed, and therefore it's edible outside Yerushalayim. It's not muktzah. Even though you didn't pay the fifth on it, you didn't separate the fifth, still separating the main amount makes it chulin. V'hatormis hayavesh, and this tormis, I think the tormis is a lupine, whatever it is, which you cook and cook over again if it's dry. Dafke yavesh, only if it's dry, then it's edible. Avalach, if it's still, what's it called, unripe. Lach over here doesn't mean wet, it means it's still unripe. It's dry, when it reaches its full, ripeness, it's dry already, then it's edible. But before that, when it's still unripe, it's still moist, in other words, still fresh, it's not edible. You have to cook it seven times, we had before, to make it edible. My tamak, even demara lo achlus, very bitter at that point, and it, without being cooked, it's not edible, and therefore it's muktzah. Demara shumar, it's very, very bitter.